Finale of the trumpet concerto by Hummel, Alison Balsam and the Deutsche Kammerphilharmonie of Bremen, bringing the time to very nearly 5:30. Well, it's about, I suppose, if I'm being honest, it's nearer 29 than 30, but don't worry about it. Now, from one virtuoso to another, Simon Mayer is one of the world's great mandolin players. Mandolinistas, what do we call you, Simon?
Oh, mandolin player's fine.
Mandolin player's fine. Yeah, I like the idea of a mandolinista.
Keep it, that sounds like somebody who works behind a bar.
Maybe it does. Poetic in more ways than one. You're being goaded by your duo partner, Hilary James. Good evening, Hilary.
Hello.
So he's come with instruments and poetry, and I gather it's your fault.
It is my fault, yes. I'm very good at twisting arms. And Simon wrote a poem, and I said, you have to read it in public. But it took about 5 years to actually, of arm twisting, to get him to do it. And then when he did, people started. Yeah,
well,
right.
Her powers of persuasion can only be resisted for so long.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're quite right, too, and I'm glad she has. So it is called Of Death and a Banana Skin.
That's the title of
the
book.
So it's got, there are one or two bits, I think, probably the word, one or two little words a bit early in the evening for me to read out. They made me laugh a lot. I just tell you, summaries are coming in, but it's an autumn one when the cuckoo's gone or has done something else.
Yes,
and you're inspired by also, I mean, but there are really uplifting things and jokey things, and then there are rather sad things like looking at Reading Jail, for instance.
Yes, there's a huge contrast of approaches in the book, I suppose. Some of the poetry is very serious, and a lot of it was just designed to make you laugh.
Yeah, and nice illustrations.
Apart from the Reading Jail, I just couldn't illustrate that one. I couldn't present it better than the photographs of the people that were held there, because the Reading Jail was open, actually. It was earlier. Was it this year or last year?
One of those.
Yes, I can't remember.
We should say this is home to you, really, isn't it? This is the inspiration.
It is. Not, yeah. Neither of us is from Reading, but we have both lived there all our adult lives. So we're both from the north of England, but Reading really does feel like home these days.
Why did you take up the mandolin? Isn't it an interesting point, isn't it?
Well, I
become one of the greatest.
It isn't my first instrument, actually. I started out on a ukulele, actually. And then I got a guitar when I'd proved to my parents that the ukulele wasn't just a kind of fad. But I didn't really get excited about music until I heard somebody playing the mandolin and the fiddle. And I think for most musicians, you kind of need that. It's a kind of Soul on the Road to Damascus moment, but musically speaking, you need some massive moment in your life that really inspires you. And I heard a couple of people playing the mandolin really well, and I just found it a very uplifting experience, and that's what.
And it has a very individual characteristic. I mean, Hilary, you play guitar. Do mandolins stray into your life as well, or not?
Yes, I mean, I stopped my original instrument is voice. I mean, that's what I originally was. But in order, Simon would always accompany me, and really, he needed accompaniment, so I started to play the guitar. And it's a long time ago. And then the bass as well, the double bass, and now the bass mandolin. So so that seems to have taken over.
Well, that's nice. It's called organic. It's organic. It's the right way. It's just flowering gently. You are going to read a poem and then you're going to play. So what poem have you chosen?
Well, this is a poem called The Stick, which was actually the first one that Hilary got me to read in public. I was out walking in Nidderdale in the Yorkshire Dales one day. And I was surprised to discover at the head of the valley was a settlement in a very wild and windswept place. But it's got a very appropriate name. It's called Middlesmoor. And I walked all the way down the valley from Middlesmoor to the small town of Pateley Bridge and absent-mindedly picked up a stick to walk with, a big walking stick-sized stick. And I only discarded it just before I entered Pateley Bridge.
All that would become clear, and you scribbled it on a paper bag.
I did.
It was a facsimile of a paper bag here.
It's a very
original manuscript. Probably go for a fortune if you hear that.
Could go for upwards of £5 one day.
Just take it easy.
Yeah. So this is the stick. By Middlesmoor I found a staff, a sturdy stick, that shed from barren beeches, bid me bend to pick it from the land, to help me stand, and more, to walk the walk I'd planned, and finish, though, with aching thighs, with smiles, November in Nidderdale's inspiring miles. So stout with staff, I found a pace, a quicker pace, cross slippery rocks. But watery whispers asked, why race me to the sea? For you are free to linger, or just to stop and be. I have a flow, and with it I must go. Just go with yours, my Dale, to better know. And as I slowed, so slowed the Dale, the Nid, the scudding sky. And only then I saw the heron, hare, and heard the cry from distant rocks of Mr. Fox. And even though he stalks some hapless prey, he still has time to meet my gaze across a dripping field on this, his hungriest of days. And only then I saw the timid trout who, caressed by currents, like a breeze-blown hawk held motionless against the flow. If I should throw a playful pebble, then I know he'll dart into the shallow safety of the reeds. Yes, I've slowed, but how my heart now speeds. And as the tea-room talk of Pateley Bridge drew near, I thought to cast the stick, just let it go with conscience clear. But wait, don't throw. Best lay it by the lane, and so it may another weary walk allure to march it back to Middlesmoor.
If you find the stick, let us know. Use it carefully. Thank you very much indeed. You're going to play together now to make your way back to your instruments. And it's Simon Mayer on mandolin, Hilary James on guitar. And it's an arrangement made by Simon of Bolero by Raffaele Calace, who apparently was one of the many who was inspired to take up a life on the mandolin after the 1892 first national mandolin competition in Genoa. Ravi, thank you very much indeed. A bolero by Raffaele Calace, arranged by Simon Mayer, played by Simon Mayer and Hilary James in the studio. And he's going to read another poem now from his book of Death and Banana Skin. And I see you can actually, I love the idea of augmented reality. So you can actually scan the pages in the book with a tablet, a computer or something, or even a phone, and it will access animations, readings, music and other media.
That's right.
Magic.
This project actually gave us the opportunity for the very first time to bring together every aspect of what we do as a duo artistically. There's a free app that you can download and you can scan the illustrations and they trigger videos, and the videos could be me reading a poem, it could be an animated playback of Hilary's illustrations, because they were all done straight onto the to the tablet computer.
This is the start of something big, I think. Do you want to do more of this?
Yeah, it's just been a great revelation. And I think the next project I'd like to do one of my own, where it's perhaps traditional folk songs, but I'd like to do some children's ones as well, because it fascinates children. And it would just encourage them, give them confidence perhaps to draw, you know, which is one of my other passions. So it would be,
Well, we look forward. Well, congratulations. Well and truly launched, you'll be. Now, you're going to play in a moment. You're going to read another little poem first, aren't you?
Well, this is one of the lighter ones, which might well appeal to Radio 3 listeners.
I'm sure our listeners are very broad in their interests.
It's called How to Write a Tune.
Okay, you listening, audience?
I was playing my scales in arpeggios, melodic minors, three octaves at that. They bore me stiff like God alone knows just when am I likely to play in D-flat. But then, without warning, I made a mistake. And then came another, a second, a third. They tickled my ears, so I played a retake. This time, with determined intent, they be heard. I jiggled my notes, adding doodles and diddles. I toyed with the rhythm. Slips needn't sound rotten. I gilded them blithely with twists, turns and twiddles. My scales and arpeggios now long forgotten. So, if writer's block looms its head, just supposing, while fervently forging your fugue and toccata, then remember this tale and know that composing is oft about making the most of errata.
There you are. Philosophy thrown in as well. Thank you very much indeed. So check your intervals, ladies and gentlemen, for composing. There's one about an insomnia, I see, and you eventually creep back to bed. The irritating partner sleeping is wheezing in a minor second through their nose. I hope that wasn't you, Hilary.
Well, I demanded that he rewrote it, but it crept in there.
She paid me good money not to read that one today.
Made me laugh. Okay, you're going to do a taxi horn rag. This is one of yours, isn't it? So I'm sure there'll be the odd bit of Blair.
Thank you.
Thank you both very much indeed, Simon Mayer and Hilary James, with Taxi Horn Rag by Simon. And a new book of poetry, illustrations by Hilary, is called Of Death and a Banana Skin, and it's out now on Acoustic Publishing. We look forward to the next lot for children from Hilary. Thank you very much indeed for making music for us. Creeping up to 6:15 it is.